to item 13, the auditor controller.
For the auditor controller's audit, again, we looked at very similar scope items that we have for the other county departments. Looking at their internal processes, we did glean some additional information about what their time reporting, how they look at compensation. Some of that information we've brought back and we're sharing with the member services department because I think it's very, very important. But within the scope of this department, they have a very clean, well-organized timekeeping process. It would be expected for the auditor controller's office to do that. We also found them to be very helpful as far as providing additional information about what the overall processes and procedures are for payroll reporting across the county. But for the department itself, there were no follow-up items related to the scope of the audit at the final audit report stage. So,
auditing the auditor.
We audited the auditor.
And they passed.
Checks and balances,
passed.
Right?
And they worked.
It's all good.
And they were in compliance.
Yeah, exactly.
So any questions about the auditor controller?
I might ask as the audit committee chair, is it helpful to the board to have the full package as well as the summary memo that Raleigh just reviewed for each of these? The audit committee does go through the individual packages and hopefully recognizes the kinds of issues that the board as a whole would. Because this is a fair amount of stuff, is this of value to the board to have a full package as opposed to the summary?
Actually, that's an interesting question. It may be more helpful to have sort of a middle ground summary, and that only a full package in the case of either disputed items or significant issues that the audit committee determined should be elevated to the board level. I mean, it's a good point in terms of material we go through and looking at it as to whether. I mean, I'm sure there's, you know, an easily made argument to have the full package for everybody, but I would be comfortable with the audit committee being the primary initial determiner of the full package to provide the board with the summary of the findings and only bring the either disputed items or significant problems to the board's attention. That's my opinion.
I would agree with Scott. I think giving us the executive summary of any issues is really what we need, and then if we need more background data on that, we could have that provided and request the full analysis.
Conceivably, Moraga Arinda Fire would have had the full package because there were enough open issues on that to begin with. Mm-hmm. The other two, where there were no significant issues, it would just have the summary memo.
Yeah, I am in agreement with that.
Okay. And to provide some context, it wasn't that long ago that you started receiving the summary sheets on top.
Right.
And so at that time, some trustees expressed we still want to see that full report. And I think now that there's been a few iterations of this, we've gotten a sense of it, and it makes sense to. Yeah. So we'll take a look at doing kind of a hybrid version going forward.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a Moraga Arinda rep here today?
There was, but she returned to her office. We went over the agenda, and she felt that she couldn't stay any further this morning, so okay. She went back.
They have a new fire chief who's doing a lot of good things, and they have a newly elected fire board.
A new board.
You have a board that has a completely majority different approach. So yeah. They're all very really nice guys. Two of them were in a city council meeting last night, and they're right. They're very much engaged and want to get up to speed on things.
And we, through the preparation of the Moraga Arinda report, there was a good dialogue with them. The preliminary report was actually completed back in the summer in August, but their process working with their audit committee, we went back and forth several times actually for providing clarification on different items, welcomed their input as well as far as their responses, and so it was a very collaborative type of approach. And then as far as the other item, the actual reports, we're actually looking at them. It's been, almost 5 years now, 4 years now, since we started the employer audit program. So we're looking at how the reporting out and looking at the original templates, you know, were originally created, and how better to communicate items as they come up through the internal audit, through the employer audits. And so we'll be working with the audit committee to see what those reports might look like down the road. I don't think we'll see much of a change in the actual report to the audit committee, but the summary, the executive summaries, I think there's some work that could be done there to make it a little bit more accessible and useful for the board.
Anything else for Raleigh on this item?
Yeah.